My name is Steve Mellencamp. After 5 years in hell, I've returned with only one goal: to stop the forces of Nariv and to save Drunkaros. But to do that, I can't be the Knoll I once was. To honor my friend Tom's memory, I must become someone else. I must become something else. I am a gross-ass flesh golem.
Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Fuck. I literally was saying in my head, don't say my name first. Don't say my name first, because I had no idea what the fuck I was going to say.
Always going to be you.
Five episodes.
I smell weakness, and then I... Jennifer Cheeks here.
Hey, everyone.
Timothy Lanning.
Hey everyone, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And Mike Bogman.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm about to play Steve for like the fourth time.
he's back and he's pissed.
In a world
where Steve will not fucking die.
Nika, you weren't ready last time. Did you know that?
No, I was ready last time. I wasn't ready the time before because I got all anxiety.
No, it was last time. I called you first, and you were like, don't call me, and then Mike Bachman made a goof.
Fuck.
Remember? Does everyone remember that?
I didn't make shit.
No.
Time doesn't mean anything here in the world of podcasts.
Yeah, Michael, fuck you.
That was, a long time ago, to be fair.
It was at least 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember anything that happened today.
I've become older and wiser since then.
It's so good to see you.
I personally feel older and stupider since 2 weeks ago. My brain is leaking out my ears.
I'm constantly getting smarter, stronger, and faster every day. So
Jennifer, you were sick last time.
Oh, I had the flu. That sucked ass.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, I'm normal. So literally everyone in our house has been sick now. I had the flu. Tim got a cold. Addie had mystery dog disease. Now
Addie ate Honey Nut Cheerio.
I fed her 2 Honey Nut Cheerios and she nearly died.
Yep.
But now everyone in our home is well, knock on wood.
What about you?
What about me?
What kind of illnesses have you had in the past 2 weeks?
I'm just gonna ignore that conversation because I feel like it'll jinx things. Hey guys.
Hey Michael.
Hey.
Did you know that one of our OG slabbers is publishing a book? Well, he's not publishing. He wrote a book.
Uh huh.
What?
I didn't know that. Tell me more about it. I love books.
Do you like books that have sci-fi in them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
love it.
Well, this book is called Space Tripping. It comes out March 7th, and it is sci-fi and comedy.
That's my two favorite things, March and 7th.
So Patrick Edwards is the guy who is writing it.
Okay.
He has listened to us from back in the beginning. You can follow him on Twitter at Rambling Waffle. And you can check out more about his book at spacetrippingbook.com.
Okay.
But essentially, it is a space opera, and it won a contest that was co-hosted by Inkshares and Nerdist.
Very cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Awesome.
It's insane.
It's a pretty big deal.
So while we haven't read said book, it sounds like it's a pretty good book for our listeners and me, who doesn't listen.
So we've got the inside track here. We've got the inside skinny.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait, I hate to tell people to wait to buy things, but if you wait until March 7th, when the book comes out, you can actually go to inkshares.com and search for Space Tripping and get it for free.
What?
Free that day. We're only telling like you guys.
Only you guys.
You're for very free? Special to our hearts. I mean, yeah. You
free.
To have the best.
What kind of
books.
Business model is that?
It's just for that one day. So, like, go and do it and then, like, get the numbers up real high and download it because so then we'll look good and he'll be happy.
Yeah.
And then read it.
Let's all just help each other out. Come on.
And we need to read more books, in my opinion.
I haven't read personally a book in quite a while, so perhaps I'll read this book.
Jennifer, how this is probably like a fan fiction. But
ooh,
no.
I like those. So
how do you even write a book? Like, I mean, I get as far as opening up Acrobat Reader. and then I can't get any further than that. It won't
Michael
let me type.
Michael Bachman, that's because you need to open up Acrobat Writer.
Tell me more. This turns into an ad for Acrobat.
Well, Adobe Acrobat is a great program.
Just to leave you all with just a little bit of how on-brand this is, imagine Guardians of the Galaxy with characters who are drunk and say fuck a lot.
Okay. So that sounds
like our
sounds
brand.
Pretty,
yeah,
sounds pretty, pretty on-brand. We actually might need to talk to our copyright lawyers. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Coming after your ass.
I mentioned our copyright lawyers on Pope Zone. He lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We have two lawyers?
We have two lawyers. We have our IP lawyer and have our other
friends.
Lawyer. Very.
Damn.
One of them lives in New York.
Whoa, very powerful. Whoa. That means mm-hmm. that he's good at lawyering.
But I live in New York. Does he live in real New York? Is
New
that
York
what you're saying?
City.
No. Oh, real New York.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a great one. I'll see you next episode.
Yeah. That's it. So just go to go to inkshares.com and search for Space Tripping. You can find it. It's actually available all the other places you would think, like Amazon and Target, Barnes and Noble, all that
good
crap.
Good places. So.
And you know, and that's the end of the ad. But here's another note for you. If you want to get an ad, you probably want to do it soon before we figure out that a 30-second ad shouldn't be 4 minutes.
Come on, get some Hy-Vee.
We're really, really fucking bad at it.
Yeah,
so get in while we're real bad at it still.
Yeah, and cool. Obviously we're only taking the highest quality of ads, so thank you so much. I love you.
Send us quality ads.
Just like good wine.
Kroger. Kroger listening. Winn-Dixie. Really any of the grocery stores. Hy-Vee.
I like Trader Joe's.
We're looking to hear for you.
Go to the Wawa.
We have to stop.
I need that shit money.
We have to stop. I'm going to roll a d20.
Okay, let's just go ahead and roll it. Let's fucking do it.
Trywink.com/D&D.
Try Schnooks. It's a good grocery store.
No, seriously. 18, I think. Or 16.
Oh, shit. Are we doing
that? 18.
Nice.
Fuck.
Somebody should have told me we rolled dice at the beginning of the podcast. I didn't know.
That's our fault.
Yeah, that's on you. 11.
Did I roll the highest?
He did. Jennifer goes to me today, what did we do last week? And I'm like, what? It was kind of a big deal. One, that much. Three big things.
Two pick big things. Pick the person who was hopped up on cold medicine because they had the flu real bad.
Yeah, Tim.
You dunked me.
Oh, now you feel bad. Well, I'll tell you what.
I have to sleep on the couch.
Fucking happened. We were fighting the wretched traitor Jet and all his minions. That piece of garbage. We did kill a good number of his friends. And then...
Did we?
I
think technically Steve did.
Wait, say it again?
Did we do murder? Or did...
I think,
repeat what you just said because I was spacing out for a minute.
I said that we fought the wretched traitor
Jet
and that we killed some of his friends, but maybe we didn't do murder. I don't think we killed any of them.
I don't think you killed anyone.
No.
I'm thinking of the guards from before. 18. We did kill the innocent guards, but we didn't.
I mean, he can come back.
We mostly focused on Jet and then a red barrel killed everyone else.
You ran them off, though.
Yeah, that was the important thing. And Jet, the fucking coward traitor, ran away.
I feel like we may be misrepresenting Jet. You know, now that since he's not here to defend himself, I feel like, you know, somebody should be his advocate, and if it has to be me.
I think that his official name is Jet, fucking coward traitor.
And I always knew he was a coward traitor, and that's on me for not voicing my opinion.
You really fucked that one
really
up, Tim/Toby, whoever you are.
Toby knew it.
But the most important thing that happened last episode is that at the very end, the horrible, horrible, fucked up face of Steve the Knoll, well, new Steve, his
Focus.
Voice came through. Focus Steve, please tell us more about this, Michael Bachman. I think that's what needs to happen right now.
Oh, well, I mean, for right now, all you've seen is the head of Focus, so I don't feel like I can
really... But we heard
really...
his voice!
In good conscience, yeah. I mean, you did hear his voice. I mean, it could just be somebody from the same Mellon camp who has that same dialect. You know,
I thought we saw his face.
Well,
yeah,
his face
you saw the
Focus.
Face of Focus. How does that tell
but
you?
But I feel like Jayla knows Steve.
Uh-huh.
Jayla and Steve have a history, so if that's Steve's voice, I feel like she would know. It from being Steve and not another
right.
Mellencamp.
But Jayla's heart is dark and tainted these days.
I don't know why you would say
so, that. So, okay. So, and we didn't, we discussed this a little bit, but Mike Bachman.
Yeah.
Is the voice going to be Steve's voice? Because it doesn't have to be. It's coming out of, it's going through different vocal cords.
Yeah. It's very tough to say. And I feel like because of, like, it, you know, I needed you guys to, like, know instantly who it was. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Then I had to do that voice, but I don't know. I won't know until I open my mouth to speak.
Like, maybe Steve can do it when he really tries hard.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing an impression
Tom
of himself.
Didn't Tom have Steve's voice, though?
That's true. He did.
Yeah, he'd switch between them.
Yeah, so.
He did, but, I mean, even though the body parts in the freezer were, you know, were preserved, they weren't, like, there wasn't any, like, double seal Ziploc. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, these weren't in gallon bags.
Yeah.
There's it's nothing like Germany to protect them from, like, degeneration, even though they are preserved. So it may not work the same. Yeah, they are fucked up.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds like science and vetted. I like that.
Vetted. It's a fucking buzzword.
We also leveled up.
Should we
talk about that first?
Heck yeah.
Before we get into
let's talk about that.
We didn't sleep yet, and I'm planning on getting nasty. Just kidding. No, we can talk about that.
I mean, mine's not super exciting, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's 5e. Only, like, every fourth level's.
I got 11 extra hit points.
Ooh.
I'm at 120 now.
Nice.
Ching. Nice.
And a fun thing is that now I have this power where plants and animals, like, love me more and are much less likely to fight me.
Oh, the Tim Lanning power.
Yeah. It's called Nature Sanctuary, and it says, creatures of the natural world sense your connection to nature and become hesitant to attack you. When a beast or plant creature attacks you, that creature must make a wisdom saving throw against your warden's spell save DC. And on a failed save, they had to choose someone else to fight.
Nice.
So, like, what that's constitutes awesome. As a beast character? That's what I want to know.
Anything that's not humanoid.
I think it says in the Dungeon Master's or
so
the
I can't
Monster
just,
Manual.
Just, like, point and be like, this is a beast, and then they can't fight me.
Be like, this guy is real hairy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's a beast.
Yeah, so I'm basically just able to, like, walk through the forest now, and, like, little squirrels, like, land on my shoulders, and the butterflies, and everything, like...
You became a Disney princess.
I'm a Disney fucking
level.
Princess, and also an extremely sturdy dwarf who loves eating burritos and drinking, so, pretty much your dream woman.
That's 100% what Disney needs.
Yeah. Dwarfs represent.
Who wants to go next?
Well, Jayla did get a few extra hit points. And then I got Cleansing Touch, which for the number of times per day equal to my charisma modifier, I can remove, one spell from that is ongoing from myself or a willing creature.
Nice.
Nice.
And as I said off the air, she did this specifically so that Jet couldn't do heat metal on her again.
I didn't even get to pick this. This is just what... Level 14 does.
Okay.
I got to pick nothing
okay.
about my...
Okay, Mika.
Like, you didn't choose to play this type of character.
This has been your plan all this along. Is, yes.
The whole time.
Evil mastermind.
I'll go next. So, since I leveled up, I automatically get for free two new spells. I chose Magic Missile and Project Image. That being said, I will be finding a spell book. And if I have to drive... this fucking podcast into the ground for the next four episodes.
I don't know where you would find a spell book.
That's been already alluded to.
I can't even imagine in this area of this wizard tower you're in.
I know.
Where you would find a spell book. Seems unlikely.
Yeah, I accidentally forgot to pick a single attack lower than third level. I'm like, ooh, battles is tough. Yeah. But more importantly... 14th level is the most important level for a wizard. And
tell us why, Timothy
Lanning. Becomes a man.
It's when he becomes a man. Today is Toby's birthday, as you know. Toby is still 39. Toby has now gained the ability that's called illusory reality. I actually put ILL. I don't have the whole thing in front of me. It's one of those two. Basically, I can make one of my illusions real.
What?
What do you mean real?
So
what do you mean by that? Can you give him a backstory?
He's gonna make a Pinocchio and turn him into a real boy.
Can your illusions love? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I don't think it goes that deep. It's not magical, and magic is the number one, and love is number one magic. We can all agree to that. But something simple is I could make a wall. And usually before I would make a fake wall, and then the monsters would have to make like a check. And then if they got the check correct, they would touch the wall and be like, yo, it's fake. Now they'll be like, yo, it's fake. Oh, shit. But it's real. Meaning they can't get through the wall.
Damn.
Oh, so then what if they break? What if they try to break the wall? Then what happens?
Well, they would have to do a strength DC against stone or whatever. Or
for that moment in time, it's real.
What if you make a man whose dad left him? And does it create the dad? And does it alter time so that his dad did in fact leave him?
Well,
when he was a young baby.
Up. That's fucked up. Yeah, it does, actually. But it's not magical. So.
For that moment, his entire family is real, and then they disappear into the ether.
If you got 12 hours, I can get you a dad. Toby can get you a dad.
Like, what if you don't love, you don't, like, you're getting with this girl, right?
Okay.
And you don't really love her.
Oh, okay.
But you cast this spell on this fake love that you have for her.
No, again, not love. I cannot address enough that I cannot
but
do love.
Love is magical, wouldn't
right.
you say?
Yeah, but I cannot create magical objects. It's a magical object that is a non-magical property.
Well,
that makes sense?
Are you saying you can't create love?
I can't create love.
Well, that
I
is a bleak
not,
outlook you've got on this life, dude.
I cannot stress enough.
You're right.
I can make a fleshlight that is 5 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
But I cannot make a love.
Can you make
a jerk yurt?
I can...
For 1 minute,
kind of make a jerk yurt.
But only for a minute.
It's a shitty jerk yurt.
It's nothing like the OG jerk yurt, which... Because we don't have access to the jerk yurt anymore.
Fuck.
God damn it.
No. Oh, no.
For the sake
terrible.
Of the podcast, thank God.
No.
Thank baby Jesus.
Why, Michael, why do you want us to be sad and not have our beautiful jerk yurt? Now we're Aludra and Jayla supposed to get their private time.
Michael,
right.
Why don't you like the jerk cut?
That's all for me. Oh, and I got 7 hit points.
Nice.
Well, let's not talk about Steve you guys are just about to meet Steve.
Yeah,
I know.
So we're all standing
but we
there.
We don't even know like what's going to happen, right? Because like you guys just see a face.
Yeah,
exactly.
Terrifying.
So a
maybe
face
he'll
pops
be an enemy.
And Toby takes his giant water globe and smashes it into the face.
All right, roll initiative.
Well. We're the same combat, so as we all know, my initiative last time was 29.
Roll initiative.
Wait, are you actually doing that?
Yeah, I'm actually doing that. I said it in chat.
It's in chat, so it's real.
So do 12. I have to roll initiative?
Are we all rolling initiative?
Well, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Toby started combat. You have to get him to stop combat, or you have to fight Steve to the death.
Well, I guess he doesn't know who Toby, or who Steve is.
He does not.
I got 20 total, not nat 20, just 20 total.
Yeah, but
I got 7.
I got an 8.
What did Toby get?
12.
I thought you were going to say 30 at
34.
First. God damn.
I get to add 30 to all my rolls now.
don't question it, it's just real.
Okay.
House rules.
So,
but I get
Steve's...
a surprise round.
Oh, okay. You get a surprise round.
I smash
what if Toby accidentally kills?
But you only saw his face, essentially.
Yeah,
so.
I hit him in the fucking face.
How big is Thug's face? I forget.
Not that it's normal human size.
I'll have you know.
In my head, I was picturing like the most huge, horrible like face coming out. Like he's the fucking like caterpillar from like
face.
Alice in Wonderland with his big old face.
And the rest of his body is like all weird.
I don't like it. I don't want to know.
Out of proportion.
he's very low.
What if we Wilson, Steve the Knoll for the rest of the show, and we just never know what his body, a reverse Wilson, if you will.
Oh my God.
But he shows his face, but the rest of the, wait.
It's exactly Wilson.
It's just that we get to see the bottom of his face, not his, well, we see Wilson's ass often. They just don't show his mouth. Anyways,
or his butt mouth. Can you?
For those playing along at home, we're making a reference to a TV show from the 90s, which had, it was called Tool. No, no, Tool Time was a show on the show. Home Improvement.
My mom always called it Tool Time.
Everyone's parents called it Tool Time.
Yeah, they were my mom was special. Old.
Was.
So what does your attack do to Steve?
Steve has to make a strength saving throw of 18.
Oh, no.
I feel like you can only see his face, though, so I don't know how all this water's getting in there.
Same fucking way I got the jet. Did you listen to last episode?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I throw water. It goes through rocks, because that's what water does. And a sphere gets hit face. If he fails, he gets pushed up in the air.
You can't. He's like not even in the room with you. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Who gives a shit? Neither his face is.
21.
All right.
You do it. Okay, so you get splashed with water, and I push you backwards.
Back into the rocks? You can't. Yeah. I'm in rocks.
Yeah, you get pushed backwards to an unoccupied space.
But it's occupied by rocks.
Well, not everywhere. You came from somewhere.
I came out of a pile of rocks. I'm literally surrounded on all sides by rocks.
Tunneling through the rocks to get to you.
Then he gets shot out of it. The closest thing is him being geysered on top of in front of us.
So is this where I describe Steve's body?
Yes! The worst way to... Oh, this is a terrible mistake. I didn't know I was joking Steve onto the scene. That's not what I wanted.
Okay, this is going to be... This is going to be interesting because, true story, I have a list of all of the body parts that I have available to me, but I have not fully decided.
Oh.
Roll the dice.
No.
I can't. There's not that much variety in like types of body parts. Like, I can't just use a head as my leg or any shit like that.
If you don't have more than two arms, I'm going to be super mad at you.
And Michael, be careful. What you approve at the beginning of the podcast is what you'll reap all year. Remember that. Toby can make magic items that are very powerful, and maybe...
Wait, he can make magic items?
And Toby can?
Steve has...
I made a fucking Ghostbuster detector, and I warned you, like, dog, this is a bad idea. And you're like, you did it. I'm like, all right, I make mushroom-powered ghost-busting
equipment.
Well,
I can't wait to meet Steve that has 15 arms.
I think you guys, like, you guys may be embellishing, like, what actually was in this freezer, because it wasn't quite that many things. Now I will say that the, you know, maybe the first thing that I should tell you is that Steve may have parts that he had to scavenge, mm-hmm. you know, that weren't originally in the freezer.
Okay.
There's some hard times.
Wow, that's yeah dark.
It was tough for our buddy Steve. He of course has a head of Thocus.
I know that.
I'm gonna say, let's see.
Does Thocus's head look like?
Yeah, can you remind us?
Yeah.
Doug, Thocus is your character, your creation. You gotta call me.
Okay, but apparently, according to Twitter, I didn't describe him very well.
Right, so do it.
Oh, let's throw it on Twitter.
Twitter's probably.
I thought you would want to describe.
You know, I would love to, but Michael, this is what's called collaboration. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to need you to describe to me.
I think you should make a Twitter poll and make people
think. The person you have ever seen.
I imagine you're looking like Sloth from the Goonies.
That's fair.
Well, yes, that's probably what he looks like now. But Thocus probably just look like fucking warrior guy.
But he's been in that fridge for a long time.
Jennifer, whom did I say from the Berserk anime?
Oh, he looks like General Add-On.
General Add-On.
From Berserk. I think that's 100% true.
Thocus, he may have been a semi-attractive man in his time, mm-hmm. but when your head is lopped off and put in a freezer, it's no longer your time, I'm afraid to say.
He's a lumpy boy.
I think he was bald.
He was bald. Okay. Well, maybe no longer is, because the mold...
True. Could have some moldy hair.
Yikes.
I imagine his skin is kind of like looser, and maybe he's got a little hangdog kind of look. Like he's a little droopy.
Does he look like this?
I
can't see it.
That skin is too tight and attractive for me.
You want him to be looser. Him to be a looser boy.
Well, earlier Thocus.
His prime, clearly that's what Thocus looked like. Anime is fun.
Hell yeah.
But he, you know, his skin is loose. It's going to be kind of discolored in many areas. And just kind of, you know, kind of saggy and floppy, I'd say.
Floppy boy? Right.
I'm now informing Steve's voice, I think. But his body is very patchwork. It's going to be, you know, you may not recognize much of what you see there, because it's just small patches. It's kind of not easy. You do notice that he has two arms that look like they belong to an owlbear at one point.
Googling owlbear arms. Then, okay.
You're the cops called on this.
Yeah, they are going to think that I did several murders. So.
As he's flying out of his hole that he was once encased in, you're going to see at the bottom of where his patchwork body is, you're going to see two frog's legs.
This is very messed up.
From Primple.
They look like they once belonged to a Primple Thumble. You know, Aludra may recognize that. Like,
hey,
I've
seen those legs before.
I'd recognize those legs anywhere.
Between those legs, and I'm so sorry.
Just, please, come on, man. Let it die.
Shut up, Tim. I need to hear this.
Listen. You're right. In between those legs, in the front, is kind of small, modest. If you were to fingerprint Steve's dick, you would find out that it once belonged. To a guard that worked for Trant Thumble.
Oh boy.
So his dick is just out there?
His dick is just a finger. Because he wanted to feel he wanted to feel normal. And so that's what he needed. You know, that's what normal meant to
that's
Steve.
What that's Steve's work? Normal, not our
Steve
normal.
Steve is like, this is I've seen a dick, and this is definitely what
a dick looks like.
Does it like, yeah. Can he like kind of grab stuff?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay.
Can he pee from it?
No, because interesting thing, Steve is a Warforged, technically. Now, Warforged only in the, you know, like...
He's a Frankenstein.
If he was actually a flesh golem, it would have been broken. So he'd be Warforged. So he doesn't need to eat or drink.
Okay.
So he doesn't. He also doesn't need pure poodles.
Okay. So he's got a fingy there.
Instead of a robot, he's a Frankenstein's monster.
Right. On the back.
And, you know, Reddit coined the phrase, he's a flesh golem. Did we discuss that?
Fuck that shit.
Pretty good.
That's the best thing I've heard.
Can't believe this.
On the backside, opposite.
How's he gonna make his butt? I'm terrified.
Well, and that's the thing, is that he's got the tail of a dragonborn, which may not be in the proper location, because again, he doesn't have a poo hole. He didn't really know. You know, normally you're gonna make a tail, you're gonna put it right above your butthole.
That's not how I aim tails when I'm doing tail play.
That's where you play. Have you ever even played pin the tail?
Yeah,
of a donkey?
I'm not typically looking for the asshole, that's but like, I'm not very good at it. So.
You peek out of your blindfold, you look for the butthole that they put out on every children's game, and then you pin the tail
right above the booty hole.
Yes, but he does have it, and it's just kind of in, like, you can't really tell why it's in the wrong place, but it's definitely
the
wrong
place. Yeah,
you
can't put your dick finger
on it.
It's like
the uncanny valley of tail positions.
For those playing along at home, this is not Tom's tail. It's from when you guys traveled back in time, and there was lots of Toms.
So it is Tom's tail.
Is it a Tom's tail, or is it just a Dragonborn's tail?
Yeah, they were all clones.
Okay.
They were all clones.
It's not the dude that you fought with, Ren, and what's his nuts?
The only thing that survived of Tom, I believe, was, did his dick survive?
I think that's true. I thought his tail did survive.
No, I think his tail, it's petrified and...
Yeah, Bucky had it.
And Bucky has it.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So yeah, no, his dick didn't survive. I tried to get Jayla to cut his dick off, but she was a little preoccupied, unfortunately.
That destroyed Blood Drinker, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah.
The only thing more powerful than Blood Drinker.
So is Steve's not wearing any clothes?
Just fucking nude as hell.
He's got equipment. He definitely has equipment.
Some tasteful, like, anime-like openings.
He's got a breastplate on, no pants. What did he pull up in here?
I mean, I could describe his
Donald
equipment
Duckin.
If you'd like, but, you know, it's...
I was just more commenting on his finger dick state hanging out.
Can I just, like, catalog what we've got here real quick? Mm-hmm, we have got ourselves a just terrifying flesh golem Frankenstein Winnie the Pooh hybrid with a finger dick because he's got like a breastplate on and no pants.
I don't like it.
Right. Well,
does Eludra recognize Socus's like fucked up face though? Because it's been like a long time.
I think she does. I think she does. I think she would. I would just, you know what? Just like rewind it a second.
Yeah.
Because there's at least like one person out there going, what is happening?
Oh, sure.
I think there's more than one person.
Okay,
I think there's probably a couple people on the podcast that have the same.
Yeah.
For those playing along, I don't know. Should Steve explain?
Yeah, do you want me to give you a recap of Steve's history real quick? Like,
yes,
the abridged version?
Well, let's continue the scene, kids.
I think, are you going to continue combat, Steve?
I mean,
you can talk to this small man who's attacking you.
I think, as I'm flying through the air, I would be like, and fuck it. It's Steve's voice, I guess. Eludra, is he with you?
Yeah. I almost called you Bucky just then. Because you're just so small. Toby. We know him. We know him.
What the fuck is this thing? Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little confused right now, but I recognize this face and I recognize that voice. I do not recognize the rest of these parts.
Michael, do I have my ghost-busting mushroom trap? My rad? With
your
me?
What?
Sure. Yeah, you still have your rad.
So my rad's going crazy, right?
No.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing anymore. What's my... Okay. Well, that's actually maybe a good thing. I don't know. Let me edit some...
If I had it all to do again, I think Steve would have instead said, this guy bothering you?
Not Toby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is a great first line. So, this guy messing with you,
Toby. You look at your machine and you realize that this monster is not the source of the magical disturbance.
What the hell is this gross monstrosity?
I have a name.
It's Steve.
Steve.
Steve. What's? I don't understand. I can hear your voice, but. How are you here right now?
Oh, it's been a long road.
I can see from the many, many body parts you have going on.
Why are you not hitting him?
He's our friend. Well, I thought he was dead.
At this point, I believe something else enters the room.
Oh,
Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You see kind of like a half flesh, half mechanical... if you've ever seen Toy Story and you've seen the baby with the spider legs,
oh, no.
It's much akin, but atop the spider legs, you see the bust, the shoulders, head and neck of a bugbear, which as Tim described is much akin to an Ewok. So an Ewok, if it had mechanical spider legs.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to attack that. I'm just going to assume that this is part of all this. This is the worst day of my life.
When I say it enters the room, it walks down the wall.
Why?
Toby is horrified. He's having a bad day. But he's also very intrigued.
What? All the blood drains from Eludra's face, and she's like trying to be chill. But she's obviously losing her cool right now.
Is Steve noticing this? He goes, oh, don't worry. That's just Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
Here, boy.
So what's
What is a Jerry?
Yeah, what's a Jerry?
Jerry is my construct because I am now an artificer.
Oh, you made this.
Yeah, which as you may remember, one of the two, either Focus or Mjolnir. It was an artificer. Either way...
Mjolnir was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Mjolnir's head does exist somewhere as part of Steve. It's just not really visible. So I have the knowledge of an artificer, which is, how I got to be as I am today.
So is this your companion? Your pet?
Oh, yeah, I made him. He's great. He's kept me company for these long 5 years.
Oh, wow.
I trained under artificers, and they didn't do anything like this.
Oh yeah, no, artificers make a, you know, you get to make a construct at a certain level, I forget.
Yeah, but this is a dead creature, and oh, this is bad.
I should point out it is large enough to ride, because one of my options was a for a construct was a female steeder, which is part spider, but also is mountable.
We all just like had this moment of silence, just like considering this.
So I ride this thing.
Steve, how did you survive being separated from Tom?
I wish I knew. I mean, that's been part of my quest is to, you know, to find out just what happened to me. Tom said he was going to get me out of his head, and he was a hero. He stayed true to his word. We went to see a man, and then the next thing I know, I woke up as part of this thing.
Oh, so you didn't do this. This was done. You woke up and you were like this.
Tom saved me.
Is what we're looking at here.
Well, Tom's definitely a hero, and he's very great. What man did you talk to? He sounds like a very powerful wizard.
I don't know. Where's Tom? He can tell you.
Oh no.
Oh.
Tom? Mm-mm. Is he with you, Aludra? Is Tom with you?
I thought you knew.
Knew what?
Well, our good friend Tom, he really is a hero.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
He saved the world when the demons poured through the portal, and Steve, I'm really sorry to tell you, but he passed away. He's gone.
He died?
Yeah. Yeah, like 5 years ago, actually.
Yeah, the records show literally, he stopped the demon apocalypse. Yeah, everyone knows Tom. He's the biggest hero ever.
Okay.
Steve, are you... Aludra, like, walks forward and, like, puts her hand on Steve, but she does not like it. She's clearly... She's trying to muscle through it.
I'm gonna need you to roll some sort of, like... sort of wisdom or something.
I just realized we never said that Steve landed. Is this all happening while he's flying through the air, or did he? Is it safe to say he landed?
He probably landed. Yeah, okay, he definitely landed.
Is this all within 6 seconds?
I'm trying to see what I should roll.
Probably Constitution, right?
Survival
nature.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael?
Well, what'd you roll?
Well, I haven't rolled yet.
Constitution.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, nice.
Oh, not great. 11.
Oh, you get a +3. You're by me.
14.
I'll say that you at least make a nice gesture towards Steve without actually bringing yourself to touch his horrible visage.
He's like, she kind of like pats the air near him.
I'm sorry I hit you with that water. Hi, I'm Toby Treacletart. I too studied some artificery, but I preferred illusion magic. Do you forgive me for attacking you? I get you are terrible to behold, but I guess if these two trust you and they're the greatest heroes, third and fourth greatest heroes of all time.
I don't want to.
Oh, King Titus Harper, yes.
You know what? Absolutely. I mean, I understand. I kind of startled you, which is my fault. Absolutely. The only one I know here, you know, the only two people I know here is Aludra and Jayla. I didn't recognize Jayla right away because she seems angry for some reason. But, you know, Toby, your name's Toby, right? Is that...
It's Toby. Hi, I'm Toby.
Hi, Toby. I'm Steve. You know,
Hi, Steve.
I, you know, anybody who's going out of his way to protect Aludra is a friend of mine, you know? I think Aludra's great, and I think you're great.
Oh, thanks. How did you end up in my house?
Steve, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
You see an old man. He burrows through the rubble and pops out, And you recognize him as Old Man Whack.
Fuck up.
No, it's Steve.
Our reaction to Old Man Whack is basically like, it's like James from Arrested Development.
I need you to further clarify. Where did the body parts come from?
Oh my god.
Wait, hi, like, I'm Toby. I'm not gonna attack you. Maybe that's slightly racist. Oh, I gotta
Toby's trying to, he's trying to.
Wait, you want me to know, like, where the, you want to know where, like, who the body parts came from, or?
Yeah, what's going on here? This whole thing's confusing. I feel like I'm confused as to why. Why you would be a strange meat construction.
Oh, sure. Well, it's a long story, you know, but I'll make it short for somehow. Well, I was in a party with some other people, one of which was Jayla, and I don't remember the other ones. It was a long time ago. And then I died by touching an old book. And then my friend, Tom the Dragonborn... He touched the same book, and my consciousness, which was held within its pages, got transferred into his brain. I lived there for a while. Meanwhile, in a parallel dimension, I was evil for a bit. But that's not important right now. That's not important right now.
I fought a vampire.
Steve,
I killed a god.
Or something. You may know that ever since episode 9... Tom has been collecting body parts, and he kept them.
Oh yes, I'm aware of this.
Right, he kept them all in a freezer on the Chum Guzzler. And
didn't someone go back and check to see if that freezer was full
all
of
right,
body
guys,
parts?
I don't know. This I is very there. Lost season 5 of you right now.
Previously on Drunks and Dragons.
Hey, the islands of this thing. Hey, look, the bird's this.
So Tom went and saw a man whose identity is a mystery. Thrifty, come up with that later. And that man transferred my consciousness into these body parts and sewed them together in a transformation sequence that's very Power Rangers-esque. It looked a lot like a Megazord coming together. That's canon.
What? You guys understand any of this?
Oh, sort of. And
the smallest bit.
Yeah. And now... I live inside that body. He got me out of his head, and he got me into these meat parts, which was the only suitable entity for me to possess. And here I am.
The only suitable entity.
I'm sorry. I didn't study a lot of necromancy magic. I studied a little, and... don't yell at me, because I just imagine the bird man turtle phase, and I was like, ah! I run and hide behind Jayla's legs.
Listen, Toby, I like you a lot, but I've been living in this body for 5 years, and if somebody were to tell me now that there was a better body for me to live in, that wouldn't go over so well!
I guess,
you know, it's not.
Never mind. There's definitely better bodies, but that's okay.
You know, it's not easy being a meat golem. I can't go back to my wife. How would she ever love me the way I look now?
Well,
Steve, Cheryl loves you for you.
Steve, you haven't returned to Cheryl in all these years?
Yeah.
I'm too afraid. What if she doesn't love me? What if she takes one look at me and she says that I'm hideous? For what woman could ever love a beast?
Maybe she's gone blind in the last 5 years.
Or maybe she's dead. A lot of people die.
Oh my god, Toby!
What? A lot of people die.
Elytra covered his mouth.
Cheryl couldn't be dead. Neither could Eludra, like I almost started to say. Cheryl couldn't be dead because she's...
Now is that a theory?
I did die, but I came back, so it's all right.
I didn't die. I didn't see most of the demon apocalypse, but I was told a lot of people died. Some of my friends are gone, but I'll find them.
This is all too much for me. It's a lot to take in.
Well, do you like your body? I mean, I know a lot of people here, and if you want to...
I mean, you know, my body's okay. It's pretty hideous, and it scares a lot of people. But because of my background, haunted one, those... Those who look into my eyes can see that I've faced unimaginable horror, and that I am no stranger to darkness. Though they might fear me, commoners will extend every courtesy and do their utmost to help me. Unless I have shown myself to be a danger, they will take up arms to fight alongside me, should I find myself facing an enemy alone.
I did actually think that one was a little bit. I was going to talk to you about that bit, but too late now. You already said it on the podcast.
Steve, I'm sure that Cheryl would still love you. And you know what? After we figure out what's going on here, I would be happy to help you find Cheryl again if that's what you want.
I can't let Cheryl see me like this.
I could cast a spell and make you look... Well, Toby walks up and he touches his frog knee. Like, you know, not all of us are born as good-looking as... Well, Lord Tyus Harper are as ugly as a toad. But you know what? If it's in your heart, it's okay. Plus, she's probably dead. What?
Toby, I know your heart's in the right place, but... But you're making me real sad.
What happens when you cry?
It's pus. Out of my eyes.
Aludra again gives the air pat. She cannot quite bring herself to touch his owlbear arms.
Steve, what has brought you to the White Spire? I'm here.
Strange old man. Thank you.
Oh, well, I don't know if you all know this, but there's been some strange happenings among the White Spire. Did you all know that there's a city floating above this tower?
We just found that out.
Oddly enough, we found out today.
Wow. Well, I've known for a while now, and I've been investigating it because I think secretly that this city is from another dimension.
Is it?
Oh, you found that out for sure. Yeah. Okay, good. I'll add that to my notes. But this
our
city,
fucking traitor friend, he told us all this before he disappeared because it's a city.
Do you think that he was my friend?
Are you asking if Jet was your friend?
Yeah.
Well, considering that he wanted you to be punched by brigands, and he betrayed us.
Oh,
I think he was our friend either.
Wait, Jet.
Oh,
Jet Razor. Jet Razor was a traitor.
Yeah.
But I love his music. I have all of his CDs. What to do with them because I mean, I'd never heard of a CD before. I just got them sitting in a stack on my dresser. But I have them.
Jet Razor's a traitor? I have to tell King Titus Harper.
Oh my God, this is the worst
I'm on my way
life.
To deliver a note to him right now.
Omen, what did it pop up in the interstitial episode?
Oh boy. You might have. Who knows?
I didn't listen. I don't know.
Well, Omen, Wack, got some bad news for you.
Wait.
He's dead too.
Wait, did Steve ever meet? Yeah, Steve was. Harper was around when Steve was in.
I mean, Harper was around when Steve was in Tom Tedder.
I was like, oh no, Steve lost his mind.
Probably for like 100 episodes.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, Steve's been around so many times, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had several different lives. Yeah.
Wait. King Titus Harper is dead, and also King Titus Harper record scratch.
More pus.
Oh, I'm a queen. I'm a queen now. What? Also,
now Aludra, you were always a queen in my eyes.
Oh, Steve. Yeah, she kind of sucks. I kind of ran away. It's all good. It's cool. We're adventuring now, and yep, Titus Harper's dead.
Ooh, real quick, Tom's I just want to address something before we move any further. Steve turns to Jayla. Jayla, why are you so sad?
I guess I'm just, I'm not really sad, Steve. I'm shocked to see you. It's great to see you. Well,
is it?
It's not great to visually look upon your body right now, but I am willing to help you with every fiber of my being.
It's worth noting that Steve, all things considered, is in pretty good shape. He has abs, but none of them are in the place they should be.
They're all like one off, like diagonal abs.
I don't like it.
I'm just a little upset about the events that just transpired. But
oh yeah, your friend betrayed
alive,
you.
Steve.
Did you like your friend? Was he a good? Did you think he was a good guy?
I mean, he told dogs to piss on us, so there's that.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. He doesn't sound like a good guy at all. Would you like us to go kill him, Jayla? Do you want to kill him?
Wait.
Oh, well, we don't have
Steve,
to kill him.
Do you, Steve, do you like killing now?
Oh, you know, I was just kidding.
Wait, no.
You know, Steve, I spent a long time in Tom's brain, and some things just, you know, they just, you know, when you spend enough time with someone, especially when you live inside the brain,
yeah,
those things just tend to stick, and it's, you know, it's hard to break those habits once they're gone.
So Jayla would go up, and she would touch Jet. I'm sorry.
Take a drink.
Steve. I don't have any more drink to take.
No. I got
that's
a 16.
My problem. She would go up and she would touch his hand and do that where you touch, but then you kind of like pull back, but then she would fight through it and she would grab his hand and she would say, Steve, do you have a darkness within you now?
This is the, it's worth noting, this is the first contact that Steve has had with another being that wasn't in combat. Steve's seen a lot of combat in the last 5 years,
for
and this is the first time
so sad.
That Steve has felt the touch of another being. And
what?
And at first he recoils, you know, much in the same way that Jayla does, but he succumbs and he goes, I just miss him so much.
We all miss things about Tom.
I mean, that's real sad, but
shit. Yeah, he was cool, I guess.
Mostly it's Kueka.
But Steve, we're still all here to support each other, and Toby is our
newest
friend.
Oh, I like Toby.
Friend.
He seems great.
Yeah, I'm great.
Toby's
so
peppy. Toby's a good guy.
I don't know how to handle being around all this pep.
Yeah.
But Steve, if you do have this darkness within you, perhaps we should talk later.
It's good to see you again, Jayla.
She'll pat him on his weird back.
Did we ever figure out why you're in my house?
Of course. Yeah, where were we? Above the White Spire, there's a beam of energy that's being siphoned from its power. And it's holding
like
up
movies.
It's holding up the city, right? You guys said you knew about the city? Right? And
yeah.
The city is from another dimension. And
the Nerevians.
When these
Dingleberries broke magic a handful of years ago.
Right.
Can we all listen?
Before I died, I didn't know shit about magic because I was just a simple barbarian. But now that I have access to most of the knowledge of Thokus and Milnor, I've 5 years to read books, of course.
I love books.
So much.
Like, wait, you so love magic?
Huh? I love magic. I'm an
artificer. Oh my god, what's your favorite magic?
Oh, my favorite magic is the explodey magic.
Oh, well, I've been reading the collective works of Jalbert, who always thought about maybe...
Inside
well, it's
joke.
Hard to...
Inside joke. I think you mean
Yalbert. The Owlbear?
Oh, yes, sorry. It's one of those words.
I always thought it was Jalbert.
Yeah, it's one of those words that you read, but you don't say it aloud. Yeah, Yalbert, the collective works of him, and how reality can be bent to your will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can make reality blow itself to shit. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of did that.
Did you make that scary robot?
You mean Jerry. I have to keep reminding myself his name is Jerry. Yeah, he's great.
I made this.
I assume Toby Jerry's like winding around.
Oh, he's patrolling
Steve's legs like a.
He's patrolling.
Like a. Oh, I thought he'd be more like a puppy.
Well,
like,
yeah. If you're unfamiliar with an artificer's construct, the construct cannot speak but can understand any language that I can understand. Which, you know, he can understand. Scrolling down, common, abyssal, and null. But he can't talk, mostly because I sewed his mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, you've got to.
Why'd you do that?
Because he was spewing out a bunch of, like, fucking bugbear shit.
Crush him!
You shut your bugbear mouth.
Toby brings out a shitty, what was previously cool, dragon lighter. He's like, I made this!
Wait,
and he holds it up to you.
You pull out a what?
One of my little tiny creations. Like, well, I didn't really learn a lot, but, you know, being a gnome and all, you kind of pick it up.
Oh,
so here, you can have this. Saving it for later. Yeah, it's kind of like a Ludra's, but it's not as good. It's a worm who spits fire. It's like a lighter. Here you go.
It's really cool.
That's really neat. I like that a lot. I like the detail to the body. That's
no Jerry, but maybe one.
Well, I mean, there's only one Jerry, but this is great in its own right. You should be proud.
When I was created, artificers weren't a thing, and shucks.
Oh, you know, you should just be proud that you made it this far.
Yeah, I love it. I love being me. Actually, I have an idea. I can't wait to fall asleep.
That's weird.
An injured man stumbles into the room. Toby recognizes him as Boris.
Boris! Oh my God, you're alive!
Is he invincible? That's a golden eye deep cut. Remember that from like the 90s?
Did he previously have a voice? Do we know?
Yeah,
he did.
It was
Russian,
very great. It was great.
Or Slavic, at least.
That sounds about right.
Toby.
What? Are you okay? Did you fall in your throat?
What is happening, Toby?
I think I would remember that. I don't know. But I'm rolling with these. Remember when I told you about Harper dying? And then I ran away. Well, I busted out that witch. And then I met up with Aludra and Jayla.
I have tidings of grave news.
What? Did you bring my stuff from our room? How's our room?
It is mostly undestroyed at this point.
Yes.
But I was in the chamber with Cornelius.
Taliantis? He's gonna be so mad. Did he mention me?
I think something is amiss. He seemed to go all puddly for a minute.
Puddly. What? Does that mean he's a Nerevian?
I'm just going to drop that piece of that little plot hook, and then I'm going to go, because I'm very scared this whole place is going to come down.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing my new spell book. Thanks. Toss it here, bud.
Oh, no, I couldn't find it. Your spell, this one's empty, but you could use it as a journal if you like.
Steve goes, isn't it weird that this room has four walls and one of them's broken?
There's more rubble than there was walls before, but yet my room is still up. Okay. You said he gave me a journal?
Yeah. Yeah. I gave you a journal.
Oh, what's his journal? I open it.
It's a blank journal. It's got a nice
pen. For you
pen
to fill with
you
your adventures.
Right in.
No, fuck.
Want.
That's not how it works. I have a spell book. You agreed. We said it.
What? No, you said you couldn't find the spell book. He brought you a journal.
No. Well, you also said my room was mostly intact. So, deuces.
Dear diary. Well, on that very exciting note, I feel like.
No, you're living on a journal hook?
I feel like we should. Everyone's going to be like, no, a journal. Oh my God, what's going to happen in episode 202?
Wait, are you ending it right now? I feel like the episode hasn't even started yet, but I may be drunk.
We've been going for an hour and two
Jesus.
Minutes.
Oh, shit. We were just RPing so fucking hard, and Michael was just sitting back like, when are they going to shut up and let me talk?
No, that's his favorite part.
I know, I had to bring in a whole extra NPC just so I could say something.
Michael, though.
Yeah, Tim.
I'm gonna get that spell book.
I know you want it bad.
I gave you the. Actually, I'm going to get the spell book. I've decided.
Wow.
Thank you. It's one. It was said, and maybe we'll talk about it off air.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of feedback. Do you want to read some of that?
Actually, I'll read some feedback if I have a spell book. You see, amazing says, what have I done in the United States?
This is not a high energy.
This is the new greatest show on earth. This has become a great part of my life. It finally got cut.
Fine, you can have a spell book. Yay! Just read the thing the right way.
Outcast 68 from the United States. That's better late than ever. Not really. So I started playing D&D a little over a year ago and wanted to find a podcast that I could listen to and learn from, and found it. Spoilers. Tom died. Moment of silence for the darksicle. And then Tom, 777, and Harper overcomes his dark past by exploding, all of which I saw on the wiki because I looked before I caught up. And spoilers. Thank you so much for your review. Lemon Poot from the United States says, Fly Slurish. Good Dame 8. I can't stand listening to podcasts in general, but I made it all the way through chapter 1, about 150 episodes, and you guys certainly helped me delay my inevitable decline into cynicism at work. I give you 5 stars because it is likely the only podcast I'll ever gone through with such purity. I think Bachman is a distant cousin or something, because I have obscure thoughts that he regularly vocalized shortly after. I have nothing but love for Tim and Jennifer. Wonderful chemistry. I was very happy when Nika was added to the and she does a wonderful job of not letting her gaming experience get in the way of her shining personality. Not sure what that means. And that voice! Tomorrow, I play as Strict the Event, but with these silverweed smoking drunks, you have what patience and guidance is required to actually keep it together as a real game podcast. Cheers! Good for Lonely Nights from the artist formerly known as Pins, the president. The new president. If struck working long graves like me, I recommend this podcast. It's truly hilarious. Though it does come at the risk of having temporary retreat from the sale floor because you've teared up from laughter and ruined your mascara. Lunatar says, everyone on board the Tinker Train. I'm a slabber and still love the show. Awesome show and everyone, and keep up the good work. Arnold says, rocks out of the cloaca. Very entertaining, even if you never leave the bedroom. Wink. I was with the show for 195 episodes until Michael said he didn't even like Harry Potter. In all seriousness, I love this podcast and just caught up in time for episode 200.
You guys know I have a Harry Potter podcast, right?
Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but... No, yeah. Congrats to you all, and take a shot for happy 200. Worth it, and he knows you, Harry Potter. This is too much feedback. Worth it.
There's 20 pages of it.
The United States. I've been listening since Dark Blades. I love you. Bo narrates from USA. Please stop. A couple months ago, I started listening to Dungeons & Dragons. Since then, my life has gone downhill. It started out with a little stuff from stealing drunk guys' coats at bars. Or when asked who my favorite celebrity couple is, I replied, Tim and Jennifer Cheek. He says many more nice things. Or she. Thank you very much. Steal your girl. Hashtag 777. Much podcast. Such good. I'm only on... in episode 116 at the moment, but you guys won't stop pestering me for 5-star review. So here it is. Right. Everyone on the podcast is amazing. I can't get over how great an addition Nika-chan it was to the podcast. Yee. You guys are awesome. Please never stop doing what you're doing. Grime, the undercover from South Africa.
What?
Awesome podcast. I've been listening to this podcast since November 2016 and only gotten to episode 85 or so. Always used to think that D&D was a very nerdy game, but have come to appreciate it after listening to you guys battle over the past few months. McGee and me from Steve-O PSN from Canada. G'day, mate. Reference after reference, each gag and goof edges me closer to climax. Totally boy horny for Drunks and Dragons. Best group I've ever heard from Grim Wilder. You guys are what get me through my graveyard shift at work. Love you guys. You are the best. Made me like podcasts by Yo Migs from Canada. G'day, mate. Been listening for a while and unfortunately I'm catching up. This podcast makes all my Mondays chores a lot better. Last count of how many times people have looked at me weird because I keep laughing a lot of Pelican and dead RP bananas. Great stuff. Hooves Hold Shiny Rounds. This was the first podcast I listened to for more than an episode. Now I've been lurking for over a year and just caught up to episode 198. Very disappointed I don't have anything to binge listen to anymore. Listening since November, first time reviewer since Diomede Exulons. I'm about to start episode 100 and I'm so excited for this. Y'all are by far the best D&D podcast I've ever listened to. The chemistry between everyone is amazing, and even adding Nika as Jayla wasn't a hard transition at all. I still hold a place in my heart for Tum Tum. Binging and can't stop. Luludinir 1016 says, I've been listening for 20 days and I'm about to start episode 100. I can't wait to catch up. You guys, gals, rock. Love the group and all your awkward, hilarious goofs. Makes my life complete from Krista Barrett. Recently started listening and I fell in love. You keep me awake during the long, boring hours at work. You guys are amazing. I can't wait to be part of the community. Fly Slurish again by Princess Avi. The first, I hijacked my daughter's phone just so I could have leave you another 5 stars. Now that is the thing to do.
There you go.
You are truly a hero.
Favorite podcast, 7.7 out of 5 stars from Maturicus. It took me about months, but I'm finally caught up. Sorry to be that guy and wait to review. But now that I'm waiting for the week-to-week between episodes, I figured what better way to spend my time. The podcast is gold. A great resource for new DM by Golf for Miami. Golf for Miami. This podcast has been a great escape from the problems of the world as of late. Been binge listening at the insistence of a friend, and then almost caught up. As a newer DM, this podcast has been a huge help in many ways. Thank you, Andrew.
That's such a great feedbacks.
Yeah, that is my...
Those are so good.
Oh, we're stopping?
There's a lot of them. I think we should, because it's...
That's a lot.
Another 8 hours? All right.
This is the feedback podcast.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter or at Geeklink or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Sheik.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, you can check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, The Host Westworld, Pope Zone, Transformation Sequence, and Your Wizardary.
Yay.
You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artists. Afterwards, make sure to head over to the shop and okay buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. After you've gotten over Steve and Old Man Weckbean back, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out the D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/DNDpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, Missouri, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is also available on the forums for ride or room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Yay! Thank you, everybody. We will be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey. Mm.
Some of the background music and atmosphere in this episode was from Sirenscape. Check them out and enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.